Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamatsia Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We are at the two dots on the first wide line on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and leading Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. Also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely. And also by Rabbi Bruckheimer in honor of the recent birth of a great granddaughter to Avital and Eli Pressburger of Karmei Gat. Mazel Tov to the Bruckheimer and Pressburger families. They should have much nachas. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. First thing we're going to talk about today is we had mentioned in the Mishnah that there's this concept of poel batel, that if a person is going to be taking off from work in order to be meshev aveda, so he's entitled to some sort of compensation. So how exactly do we calculate that compensation that he's entitled to? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when is it that one requires a Beis Din versus when is it that we only require two Edim in order to make a Tanai that you're going to be entitled to payment. Are they going to be entitled to repayment for something? That's going to bring us to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph is going to discuss when a cow is found in a variety of places, if it's also going to discuss what happens if a father says not to do some sort of mitzvah, and some details of prika uti'ina. So the Mishnah is going to have a variety of different cases. The Gemara is going to talk about what kind of refes do you not have to return a cow from? Because the Mishnah speaks about finding a cow in a refes bakar. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what the chiddush is not to listen to a father who says not to do Hashavas Aveda. Of course you don't listen to a father who tells you not to fulfill mitzvos HaTorah. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the chiddush of that line might be. And then the bulk of the daf is going to get into the issue of whether Tzar Balei Chayim is Da'oraisa or Derabbanan. So that sugya of Tzar Balei Chayim begins on Lamed Beis Amud Beis and goes into the next daf on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph as well, whether Tzar Balei Chayim is Da'oraisa or Derabbanan. And the gateway into that discussion is the mitzvahs of Priko Uti'ina, which clearly, as we discussed yesterday, relate at least somewhat to Tzar Balei Chayim. So let's begin at the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So Hayabatel Miratzel Lo Yomer Lo Tein Li Sel El Nos Nos Charo Kipol Batel. That if a person says a person is going to have to take off from work in order to be Meshav Aveda, and he's going to lose out on a Sela worth of profit that he could have made, he cannot demand that he's entitled to a Sela. Rather, he's going to get paid like a Pol Batel. So Tana, the Bryce explains, Nos Nos Charo Kipol Batel, that the schar that he gets is like how much a poel is willing to diminish from his own schar in order to take a day off from work. So says Gemara, Mike a poel batel. Why does he take like a poel batel? He's not a poel batel. He's not doing nothing. He's doing a Shavas Aveda. He's not being mevatel mimalacha entirely. He's still active. So says Gemara, Amar Abai. You know what it means to say is kapol batel shalos malacha de batel mina. Meaning we try to figure out how much a person is willing to diminish from his own wages in order to be engaged in a much easier type of work rather than the type of work that he normally engages in, which is more challenging. So that discrepancy between his normal work versus the very minimal work that it takes to pick up an Aveda, how much he'd be willing to take to be able to have that much less work, that's how much he's going to get paid as a Meshav Aveda. So Yesham Bezdin Masim Ephraim. Then the Mishnah said, but if there's a Bezdin, you can make a Tanai in front of the Beis Din, that you'll be entitled to your full wages. So Isav Rav Safra, Ovid Iska Bade Adadi. Isav Rav Safra had a business together. They had some schora that they were partners in together. Azal Rav Safra, Upalaglei below Daite Di Isur. Then Rav Safra went and he took his chelek out of the shutvas without informing Isur of what he was doing. And he did it Ba'api Beitrei in front of two people. He said, you know what, I'm buying myself out. I'm going to sell my portion out of this shutvas, out of the schora, without ever informing his partner. So also the kameh, the Rav Barafuna, Rav Safra came in front of Rav Barafuna, Amalei. So Rav Barafuna said, Zil Aiti Tlasa, the Balak to Kamei. Let me see the Beis Din, let me see the three people that you were mechalik the shutvas among, because if you're going to dissolve the shutvas, clearly you must have done it in front of a Beis Din that has the authority to do such a thing, Inami, okay, maybe you don't have a Beis Din, but bring Treimi Gotlasa, two of the three people that you were Mechalik in front of, and they'll be Mayin that there was a Beis Din, that there was a third guy. So at least we'll know that there was a Beis Din. V'inami, or at least Trey Sadi Tapalakta Ba'ape Beit Lasa, two witnesses that saw you dissolve the Shutfus in front of a Beis Din. Meaning, bottom line is, he's telling him, you needed to have a Beis Din. So either bring me the Beis Din, bring me two members of the Beis Din, or bring me two witnesses that there was a Beis Din, but there had to be a Beis Din. So I'm late, Rav Safra asked Rav Ravuna, Minalacha, where do you get this din that the Chalukah of a Shutfus has to be done in front of a Beis Din? So I'm late, Rav Ravuna says, what do you mean, where do I get it from? Ditanan, our Mishnah, Im Yesham Beis Din Masna Bifneim, that if there's a Beis Din, you make a Tanai in front of them. Ain't Shem Beis Din b'fnei miyasne shelo kodem. But without a Beis Din, there's no Tanai that you can make, and therefore you just don't do Hashavas Aveda, but there's no way you can get reimbursed for your Hashavas Aveda if you don't have a Beis Din. So you see that you can't take money from one person and give it to another person with less than three people, with less than a Beis Din. So just like the Motze wants to take money for the Hashavas Aveda, and he needs to do so in order to work out that arrangement, he needs to do so in front of Beis Din. So when one Shutav wants to take his chelik of the shutvas, he needs to do so in front of a Beis Din. So Amalei Rav Safra said, no, me dummy, how can you compare the case of Hashavas Aveda to my situation? Hasam demapik mamon mehai most of the high. Over there you're being motzi mamon from one person, from the Bala Veda, and you're giving it to the motzi, you're giving it to the guy who found the Aveda, being in Beis Din. Yeah, for that you need a Beis Din. You're taking money from one party and giving it to another. Aval hacha, but over here, we're dissolving a shutvas. I'm not taking any of his money. Didei shakli. He's taking his own money. You don't need a koach of a Beis Din to do such a thing. Gilui milsa bialmu. It's just a gilui milsa that everyone should be able to be made, that the chalukah was done evenly. So betray sagile. As long as you have edus that it was done properly, that it was done evenly, that's good enough. You don't need a Beis Din. So teidan, I'll bring you a raya, detnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksuvus that almana mecheres shelo b'fnei Beis Din, that an almana who's being supported from the nechasim of the Yisomim can sell the Nichse Yisomim not in front of a Beis Din, in front of Shnei Edim, that they will be enough to be a Gili Milsa, so that the Yisomim will know that she got a good price, that if they're obligated to support her and she's selling off some of their stuff so that they can support her to make sure that she got a decent price for it. So all you need is two Edim. So Chalukas HaShutfus is more similar to that, that you're taking what you're actually entitled to, and since you're taking what you're actually entitled to, you just need to make sure that it was done fairly, and two edim is enough to make sure it was done fairly. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says back to Rav Safra, V'lav mi'it maralo. But didn't we say about that Mishnah that Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Almane in Tzricha Bezin Shal Mumchin, Aval Tzricha Bezin Shal Hadyotos? What do you mean? Even in that case, we required a Bezin. It wasn't enough to have two edim. You didn't need a Bezin of Mumchin. You know, this is not a case of the most serious case where you would need mumchin, but yeah, at least you need a basin of hedyotos. So by shutfas also, I may not need a basin of mumchin, but at the very least, it's going to require a basin of hedyotos, and therefore that mishnah of the almana is not going to be a raya. The Ramban writes over here, what does the term mumchin mean? He says it does not mean smuchim. Hedyotos are bikiim, and then hedyotos would if meant smuchim, then hedyotos would be bikiim that are not smuchim. He says because any dine mamnas doesn't require smuchim. Even a grusha that sells nechasim doesn't need to sell in front of a basin of smuchim. Mumchim means dayanim that are dan dine mamnas, that one of them is gomer dina and shnayim are misbri luhu v'savri, that one of them has experience with dine mamnas and the other two chap, the other two that if you explain to them, they could explain, they could have good svaras, they could be able to understand things. Hedyotos means hedyotos, meaning that they don't know, they all they can do is assess the value of something, but they have no actual experience or knowledge in Dine Mamnas. That's what the Ramban writes, that sometimes in Shas, when we say the word Mumchin, we actually mean Smuchin, which is what you need in order to be able to be a basin that gives Malkus and Misa, things like that, that you would need Smicha for, but over here Mumchin doesn't mean that, it just means people who have expertise in Dine Mamnas. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. Mitzah Berefes, a person finds a cow in a Refes, it's not being protected, and there's a fence, but the door is not locked. So in chayevba, you don't have to do hashavas aveda. But if you find it just wandering bereshus rabim, chayevba, then you have to do hashavas aveda. V'imaisa beis hakvaros lo yitamila. And if it happens to be in a beis hakvaros, you shouldn't go into the beis hakvaros to return it if you're a kohen, because it's also for a kohen to be mitamila mesim. Meaning, generally speaking, asay dochalos asay. So really, the mitzvah asay of hashavas aveda, where it says hashev to shivim lachicha, should be docha the lav of tumas kohanim. But the Gemara said that Tumas Kohen is not just a los asay, it's a los asay ve'asay. There's a los asay of lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, and there's an asay of kedoshim yiyu. And therefore, the asay of Hashavas Aveda is not going to be docha, the los asay and asay of Tumas Kohanim. Right? So therefore, the Kohen is not allowed to be metame himself in order to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, because ein asay docha, los asay ve'asay. The question that the Achronim deal with, Minchas Chinuch HaZadiyun, when we say ein asay docha, los asay ve'asay, what are the mechanics of that? Is it that really an assay, when you have an assay versus a los assay v'assay, the assay is docha the los assay, so that los assay is knocked out, but you're still left with the assay on the other side. So the assay of Hashavas Aveda really is docha the los assay of Tumas Kohanim, but he's still in violation of the assay of Tumas Kohanim, and that's why you can't do it. Or is it that no, once you have a din of Tumas Kohanim that's backed, that has the strength of both an assay and a los assay, that reflects that it's such a strong din that no assay could be docha even the los assay of Tumas Kohanim, because it's a stronger los assay. Nafkamina would be, what if you made the wrong choice? You did it, right? So now, would you get malchus? Have you violated the los assay? So if you assume the assay was in fact docha the los assay, and you're only left with the assay, so there's no malchus. But if you assume that no, the los assay is still intact because it's such a strong los assay, well then there would be a chiyuv malchus in such cases. So anyway, you're not supposed to be mitame yourself if you're going to do Hashavas Aveda. Imamarlo aviv hitame, if a guy's father tells him go be mitame yourself to do Hashavas Aveda, o shomarlo al taksir, or stam non-kohen regular case, a father tells the son don't do Hashavas Aveda, don't give yourself a headache, you have enough on your plate, so lo yishmelo, you don't listen to a parent who tells you not to do a mitzvah. Parak vitan afilu arba v'chamish pamim, if a person help someone with priko, tiina, loading, unloading an animal, even four or five times, chayiv, you gotta keep doing it. Shenemar, azov tazov. That's what we learned yesterday, the double lashonos. That was the whole yesterday's daf, was double lashonos of psukim. So azov tazov is a double expression to tell me, afilu mea pa'amim, you have a mitzvah of priko, tiina. Halach v'yashav lo va'amar, if the Baal HaBehema says to the guy who's helping him, look, hol v'alecha mitzvah, ritzon kalifrok prok, I'm not gonna bother myself because you have a mitzvah to help me anyway, so why don't you do it? So you'll do it, and I'll sit here on the side, and I'll sip my pina colada or whatever while you're working hard, loading or unloading my animal. So then potter, then you don't have to help him. Shnemar imo, it says with him, so it sounds like only if he's helping out. But if there's a reason why he's not helping out, he's an old person, he's a chola, he's not physically capable of helping out, then you're still chayiv in the mitzvah. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok, avlo liton, Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton. Then another din, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to load the bundle on and to unload the animal, but not to load the animal up. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in both directions. So the Gemara is going to explain, they're not really arguing whether there's a mitzvah prika and ti'ina. Everyone agrees there's both a mitzvah of prika and ti'ina. The machlokas is if there's a mitzvah of doing ti'ina b'chinam, or only if you get paid for it. That's what we're going to see is the machlokas really over here. So it's a little misleading. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, im haya lav yasra al masov, the donkey has more than a normal burden that he can handle, ein zakuklo, then you don't have to help out. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, tachas masa'o. It says, kisira chamor sonacha roveitz tachas masa'o. So it sounds like masa'o, a burden that's ra'ui for him. Masa'i sheyochal amalbo, a burden that he can normally handle. So then you have to help out. You have to be porik that masa from the chamor. But if the chamor has a masa that he's not able to stand under, you don't have to help out the bailum to be porik that masa from. The bailum never should have put such a masa on the behema. Okay, so now the Gemara explains the first line in the Mishnah, where he said that if you find it in the refes, so in the refes there's no mitzvah
of a Shabbos Aveda. So Amar Rava Refes Sha'amru, in our Mishnah we say that if you find a behemoth in a Refes that you're not chayiv in a Shabbos Aveda, is Eina Mas'e. It's talking about a Refes that does not cause the behemoth to leave. It's that there's a little bit of what to graze in and what to eat from that refes, so it's not going to be forced out. Ve'ena mishameres, but it also is not fully protective of the animal, meaning the door isn't locked, so it has a way out. So ena masam mitzvah chayiv ba. How do I know that there's what to eat there? Because it says in the Mishnah you're not chayiv in a Shabbos Aveda. So it's muchach that we're talking about a refes that's ena masa, because if we're talking about a refes that was masa, so then we would ask, why would you not be chayiv in a Shabbos Aveda? The animal's going to die. Ve'ena mishameres, and we say that it must not be fully mishameres from the fact that I need a mishnah to tell me that you're not chayiv in a Shabbos Aveda. If it's fully locked and it's protected and it's there, of course you're chayiv in a Shabbos Aveda. It's a fully protected situation. Meaning it's always this delicate balance by a Shabbos Aveda. When do you assume, and this is what these mishnayos are dealing with and are struggling with, when do you assume that probably the best thing to do is just leave it there? The owner will come back, he knows where it is, he'll find it and he'll be able to, or he has an idea where it is and it's somewhat protected. And when do you assume that, no, the best chance is to do a Shabbos Aveda. I just got a Shaila last night. Someone told me they were walking down Central Avenue, and on Central Avenue, on Lawrence Avenue, they saw a child's shoe. And they decided not to pick it up. Probably the mother would come back. Whoever dropped it would know where she was walking, will come back to pick it up. And then later in the day, he was feeling a little guilty. Maybe I should have picked it up. So he walked back, and the shoe was gone. And now there was a glove, an adult glove. So he decided to pick up that glove. Now he's thinking, did I do the wrong thing? He put it on all the what I he said. How am I machriz? Where am I going to be machriz? I said WhatsApp chats. That's how you're machriz nowadays. So I said, send a picture of the glove. He said, how can I send a picture of the glove? I do that, then the guy's not going to be able to give a simon because I already showed it to him. I said, he has the biggest simon in the world. The other glove. You know, that's all he... But he said he's not sure. Like, maybe the better thing would have been to leave that glove there, just like he left the shoe there. And Mistama, the mother, came to pick up the shoe, right? Meaning, what kind of is going to want to pick up one glove, right? What kind of is going to want to pick up one shoe? So I don't know. It's a difficult shaila of when to make that call, that it's better off to leave it there. Anyway, these talkatai, people ask way more Hashavas Aveda shailas when Daf Yomi is learning Elimitzias than the other 7.5 years of it. All right, the Isal Kadaitach Mishameres, if we're going to assume that it's some at a refes that's Mishameres, Hashem Mishchachsa Abroi Ma'elo Legavoi. Now, the din is, if you find a behemoth that's on the derech, you bring it into a refes like this, and that's how you do Hashem Saveda. So, Mishkach Lamigavoi Mibai. So, if you find it in a place where you would have done Hashem Saveda too, so of course you'd have to do Hashem Saveda. El Shmamina in a Mishameres. It must be that it's not Mishameres Shmamina, and that's the raya, that it must not be a fully protected area where you find where the Mishnah is talking about you found the animal. We said, if you find it in the refes, you don't have to do Hashem Zavedah. That's talking about that this refes is in the tchum of the city, and therefore you don't have to return it. Michlal, from Rabbi Yitzchak we learned, the Rosh HaSarabim, that it's dafka, if the par is omed in the Rosh HaSarabim, you don't have to return it, but if it's omed in a dafka, if the para is omedis in a refes, you don't have to return it rather, but if it were omed in a Rosh HaSarabim va'afilu b'toch ha-tchum, even if the Rosh HaSarabim is in the tchum, nami chayiv, you'd still be chayiv in Hashavas Aveda, meaning a refes within the tchum, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, but a Rosh HaSarabim, even within the tchum, you do have to do Hashavas Aveda. Ika demasinla asefa, some learn the din of Rabbi Yitzchak in relation to the sefa, but Rosh HaSarabim chayiv ba, that if you find in Rosh HaSarabim, you have to do Hashavas Aveda. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak v'u shomed z'chutz l'tchum, that in Rosh HaSarabim, you only have to do Hashavas Aveda if it's outside the tchum. So then the diuk becomes mechal de berefes afilu amed tzoch afilu amed tzchutz l'tchum nami eino chayiv ba, that if it's in a refes, even if it's outside of the tchum, you still don't have a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda because it's protected enough in the refes, even though it's beyond the tchum, that you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. So to the shonos of Rabbi Yitzchak, then the Mishnah said beveis hakvaros lo yitamila, that if you're a kohen, you don't have to go into a beis hakvaros in order to do Hashavas Aveda, and if your father tells you do it anyway, don't don't listen to him. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brayso that tells us as follows: Minayin Shemamar Lo Aviv He Tame. If a father tells his son who's a Kohen, go be Matame to mace him in order to be Meshav Aveda, Osha Amar Lo Al Tachzir, or he tells him, do not return the Aveda that's in a place where you're allowed to go to return an Aveda. Shalo Yishmalo. How do I know that you should not listen to the father? You should do the mitzvah Hashem and not listen to the parents. Shenemar Ish Imo Vaviv Tirou Veshob Sosai Tishmaru Ani Hashem. That we darshan kulchem chayav mikvodi. That even though you have to have a kibud aveim and mora aveim, but everyone's chayav in the kavod hamakom. So when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, a parent cannot tell a child not to do a mitzvah. So time with the kasher rachmana. The reason we don't allow this person to listen to his father to refrain from a shabbos avedus because the pasuk says veshob sosai tishmaru. So medayik it's dafka because of that pasuk that he has to be meshuv the aveda halav hachi. But without the limit from the pasuk avaminit saisalei, I would assume that you would listen to the father, and you would not return the aveda because kibud av is a mitzvah sasei. So I would assume that it's docha the asei of hashavas aveda of shev toshivim. But v'amai, why would it be that without that pasuk, I would assume you'd be parted from hashavas aveda? Hi asei. By los asay ve asay, kibud aveim is a mitzvah say, but a shabbos aveda is a los asay and asay. Yes, it's a shev toshivim, but it's also losucha lesalim velo asay asay v'dachis los asay ve asay. And the rule is that a mitzvah asay is not going to be docha a lav ve asay. So why is it that we need the limud from the pasuk of shabbos asay tishmaru to teach me that it's usher to be shomea la aviv and they have to be meshiv the aveda? Meaning we're not asking on the din over here. We're asking on, isn't this din obvious enough that we shouldn't need a pasuk? That of course you don't listen to a parent on such a case. So it says Mar Itzrich, no, we need the pasuk to tell me that you chayev to be meshiv the aveda, because without the pasuk salka daitachamina, the assumption would have been hol v'hukish kibud aveim l'kvod l'shel makom, that since there's a comparison, there's a link between kibud aveim versus and kavod hamakom shenemar kan, because it says by kibud aveim kabedas avicha v'simecha v'nemar la'alon, and it says by kavod Hashem kabedas Hashem mehonech. So Hilkach Letzayis, they have a thing to listen to the father, even when he tells you to violate an Isser. So Kamash Velandel Lishmalei. That's why he tells me that no, you're not supposed to listen to a father when he tells you that you're supposed to that you should go and violate an Isser. So the Darke Moshe writes in the name of the Ma'arik, Darke Moshe in Yaradei and Hilkach Kibud Aveim, that a ben is not chayiv to mechabed es aviv unless it's something that's shayich to the father, like Ma'achilo Mashkeu, but something that's not shayich to the father. It's pashut that the father has no right to be mocha in his son, to say, you know, I really think you should only wear red shirts. And the son's like, I don't like wearing red shirts, I like wearing white. I mean, so that has no shaychus to the father, it has no connection to the father at all, that there's no chiyuv kibud aveim in such a case. However, the Chazon Ish writes, based on the Rishonim in our sugya, that there's a difference between that which the father doesn't want you to do, stam, and versus that which the father will really be pained by the fact that that you're not listening to him. Meaning something that the father really has no rutzon in one way or the other. He's just trying to flex his muscles. I can make you live your life the way I want you to live your life. That's that you have no din of kibud aveim. Versus something that really is going to make the father lose sleep over it. He's really going to, even though it's not directly servicing the father. In Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner was asked, someone whose parents, Rav Ozner has a tshuva, in Chelek Yud, someone's parents told him, I don't want you drinking coffee. So do you have to listen to a father who says, I don't want you drinking coffee? So he says, it really depends. He says, if the kavanah of the father is, I don't want you drinking coffee because I think it's really unhealthy and I've done research and I know how addictive caffeine could be and I know whatever, and I think you're not going to get a good night's sleep if you know whatever his concerns are, then probably you should listen to him because it's really going to cause him a lot of distress. Where if Stam, if he's just being difficult, so then you probably don't have to listen to him. I got a shayla recently, someone told me that they matched to be a kidney donor for somebody, and their parents said, absolutely not, we're never going to sleep at night, we're never going to be mochel you as long as you live if you do this, and you know, like, absolutely. So so on the one hand, it's that's real tzar that the parents are saying that they're going to have. So l'chora, that would be something that would fit the Chazon Ish's purview of kibud aveim. On the other hand, it's also the parents telling you not to do a mitzvah, but it's an interesting mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. So what about that? What if a parent tells you not to do something that's a mitzvah, But it's a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev. The guy wasn't really asking the shaili. He was donating his kidney, and he's assuming his parents will forgive him, which they will. But anyway, that was the shaila. So okay, so says Gemara Vayta. Now mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avalo liton. If there's a mitzvah min haTorah to be porik but not to be toy in the animal. So says Gemara, my avalo liton. What does that mean? Avalo liton im avalo liton klal. It means that there's no mitzvah of tiina whatsoever. Well, maishna prika. They're both psukim in the Torah. One's a mishpat and one's a kisetim, but they're both psukim in the Torah. So what do you mean that there's one's a mitzvah, the other one's not a mitzvah? Ella mitzvah in the Torah lifrok bechinam. The mitzvah in the Torah is to do it for free, to do prika for free. Velo liton bechinam, but you don't have to do teina for free. Ella besachar, meaning you can get paid for it, but it is a mitzvah to get paid for that job. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton bechinam, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, like most mitzvahs in the Torah, you got to do it for free. Meaning, te'ina is just like prika, that you can't demand payment for performing mitzvahs in the Torah. So tanina la, this machlokas appears in a brisa. There you have it, straight out of the brisa. Why did the Rabbanan hold that prika you do for free, and te'ina, you only have a chiyuv if the guy's offering to pay you? The isal kadaito, because if you can assume Rabbi Shimon, that te'ina is also something you have to do for free. So lichtam rachmana te'ina v'lo bayuprika. Let the Torah only tell me the mitzvah of te'ina, and it wouldn't need to tell me the mitzvah of prika because I'd figure it out on my own. Vana amina umati nidlas v'tzar b'alechayim. If te'ina, which doesn't have tzar b'alechayim because there's no tzar b'alechayim because the masa on the behema is already there on the side of the road v'lecha chesron kis, and there's no loss of money because there's no the behema is not being broken from the weight of the burden, and nevertheless the Torah says chayiv, you have to be towing the masa on the behema. So prika disbatzar belechayim, prika where the behema is right now struggling with this burden on its back v'chasrun kis, and the behema is being harmed by this. So lo kol shekein, all the more so you should have to help out for free. I mean, if you have to help load a package onto an animal for free, even though you're not protecting or saving the animal, there's no heroic act that you're doing. So kal v'chomer, when it's somewhat of a heroic act where you're helping to save the animal from suffering and from devaluation, of course you should be chayv to do that for free. So why does the Torah have to tell me the mitzvah of prika? To tell me that prika you got to do even for free, and tina you do besachar. V'Rabbi Shimon, my taima, and according to Rabbi Shimon, why is it that the Torah has to tell me both the mitzvahs of prika and tina? After all, couldn't it just tell me te'ina, and I would learn prika from it? No, mishum t'lo masami krai. Because if it only would have told me one of them, we already saw this in yesterday's daf. If it only would have told me one of them, it's difficult to tell from the psukim which pasuk is talking about prika, which is talking about te'ina. So if it only would have told me one of them, I would have assumed that pasuk is about prika, and therefore I never would have known te'ina. In a chanami, if it would have spelled out te'ina explicitly, I would learn prika as a kal v'chomer from that, but it doesn't spell it out explicitly. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, amaylo masami krai, why do you assume that their psukim are not mufurash? Hachaksiv rovetz tachas masao. In Parshas Mishpatim it says rovetz tachas masao. That sounds like the behemoth is still under the weight of its burden, and therefore clearly it's talking about the mitzvah of unloading that burden. And Hasam in Sefer Devarim it says ksiv noflim baderech. It says that they're noflim baderech. The ramu inu to nayu burucha that mashma. It sounds like they and their burden are on the derech. So that must be that they're both on the derech, but they're not. One is not on top of the other one, so it's talking about the mitzvah of te'ina, to load it on the animal. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon will say, Noflim Baderech Inuvatunayu Levayu. No, Noflim Baderech Inuvatunayu Elayu Mashma. Noflim Baderech sounds like the animal with its burden on its back, or Noflim Baderech, not the animal, and next to it the burden, not the animal and the burden together. So it's very hard to tell which one is about prika, which one is about te'ina. Okay, so now the Gemara starts the sugya of Tzar Belichai. The Gemara is mochiach that the Yisra Tzar Belichai must be Minatora, even according to Rabbi Shimon and according to the Chachamim. Amar Rava, midivrei shneim nilmad, both from the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, who say that it's more obvious that you're going to be mechayev a person in the mitzvah of prika than that you'll be mechayev in the mitzvah of tina. I mean, they both agreed in principle to that possible kal v'chomer, that if there's a mitzvah to load something onto an animal, of course there's going to be a mitzvah to unload something from an animal, because after all, tsar b'lechayim is a real concern. They both agreed. So from both of them, Nilmad, we learn Tzar Belechaim, Da'oraisa. The Tzar Belechaim is a concept, mi Da'oraisa. Because according to the Chum, if it only would have said the mitzvah of Tiina, I would learn the mitzvah of Prika B'Kal V'Chomer from there. V'afilu Rabbi Shimon lo karmel mishum dol misami krai. And even Rabbi Shimon only holds you need both psukim because neither pasuk is explicit as to what it's talking about. Avul misami krai, but had the psukim been a little more explicit about what they're talking about, Tashin Kal V'Chomer, he would have made that Kal V'Chomer, that if you chayiv in Tiina, Kal V'Chomer yichayiv in Prika. Mishum Maya, and why is that a Kal V'Chomer? Lav mishum Tzar Belechaim, Darshinan. It must be that it's a Kal V'Chomer because of Tzar Belechaim, meaning that if I have to do that which does not save an animal from Tzar Belechaim, then for sure I would have to do that which does save an animal from Tzar Belechaim. So it says, no, Dilma mishum Dika Chesun Kis. Maybe the Kal V'Chomer is not based on Tzar Belechaim, it's based on a Hefsin Mamon. V'Hachi Kamar, and this is what the Bryce is saying from the Kal V'Chomer from Prika to Tiina. Umma Tiina d'lesba chesrum kis. Tiina, where there's no loss, because the behemoth is not being damaged if it's on the ground and the masa is right next to it. And nevertheless, chayiv, if you see it, you have to stand it up and load the burden onto the animal. So Prika d'lesba chesrum kis. Prika, which has a hefsit to the bailin that the behemoth is breaking under the burden, lo kol shkein, that you have to help be porik the masa from on it. So since it's possible to that the Kal V'Chomer is all about chesrum kis, so you don't have any raya about Tzar Belechaim being min haTorah. It's all about whether it's the animal struggling and therefore the animal's breaking down. So it's a loss of value, it's a loss of money to the owner of that animal. So the Gemara says, nah, you can't say the Kal V'Chomer is because of chesrum kis. Uti'ina in bechesrum kis. You want to tell me that Ti'ina, the Baal HaBehema, doesn't have any chesrum kis? Milo askina, and aren't we talking about Adahachi Bahachi, that while you're waiting for help, while the owner is waiting for help, and the animal is sitting there lying on the ground, Batil Mishuke, so the guy is not able to go to work. He's not able to go to the market and sell whatever it is that he's selling, because probably whatever is supposed to be on the animal's back is what he's supposed to be schlepping to the marketplace to be able to sell. That's a chesron kiss. Inami, or could also be that there's a chesron kiss for another reason, because Asuganvi v'shaklu kol madika badei. As long as you're still sitting there waiting for help, Ganavim could come and take whatever you have with you. So you can't say that Prika is more chumr than Ti'ina because there's chesrum kis, because by Ti'ina there's also chesrum kis. So therefore that brings us back that the Kal V'Chomer must be that since Prika there's Tzar Belechaim and by Ti'ina there's no Tzar Belechaim, so that's the raya that Tzar Belechaim is min haTorah. That since both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon are working with the assumption that there is a Kal V'Chomer over here, and the Kal V'Chomer can't be about chesrum kis because there's chesrum kis in both directions, it must be that the only factor that allows for such a Kal V'Chomer is Tzar Belechaim. They're both assuming Tzar Belechaim is a thing. So they're both assuming Tzar Belechaim is the Daraisa. So says Gemara, I'll prove weiter that Tzar Belechaim is Daraisa. Teda. The Tzar Belechaim Doraisa. Another right, Tzar Belechaim is Doraisa. The Ketani Seifa. See, the whole discussion is fascinating, right? We're bringing rayas from Mishnayos that Tzar Belechaim is Doraisa. Normally, when you want to bring a raya that something is Doraisa, the best thing to do is find me a pasuk. You know, bring a pasuk. There, Rav Asher Weiss points out that there are something like 13 shitos in Rishonim as to where in the Torah exactly we learn Tzar Belechaim from. 13 different shitos in Rishonim. So his mahalich is that what that tells you is that on the one hand there's nowhere explicit that it tells you that Tzar Belechaim is min haTorah. On the other hand, it's implicit everywhere, meaning that it's dotted all over the Torah that it's implicit that it's din of Tzar Belechaim. So he says that's the basis that's a perfect example of Rav Chaim Wasserman's concept of Ratzon haTorah being the mechayiv midaraisa. That sometimes you don't have the classical psukim and drushes from Sukkim that lead to Din Daraisa, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just keeps dropping hints all over the Torah, and the Chacham are supposed to figure out Ratzon HaTorah, and the Ratzon HaTorah is a Mechayev Mida Oraisa. So Tzar Belechaim would be such an example. But anyway, we bring another Braisa that's going to prove that Tzar Belechaim is Daraisa, the Ketani Seifa, or rather the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omerim Hayolav Yesral Masa, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili said in the Seifa of our Mishnah that if it was carrying a burden that was too big for it, Ein Zakukla, you don't have to help out, because the pasuk says tachas masa'o, masoi sheyachal lamed bo, means a masoi that's appropriate for it. Lav mechlal de Tanakama savor zakuklo. It seems that the Tanakama didn't hold that way. Tanakama thought that you are chayiv in the mitzvah of prika. My taima, why is it
that they disagree with Rabbi Yossi. If it's because of the mitzvah of Zov Tazov, it says that Masa'o, so we could darshan Masa'o Ragubo, so Lav Mishum, meaning if on account of that, Lav Mishum Tzar Bale Chaim Doraisa, isn't it correct to say that the reason is because Tzar Bale Chaim is Doraisa, and therefore even if the Bala Chamor did something not right, he put too much of a burden on the animal. Yeah, but the animal's struggling, so you have an Indian, Tzar Bale Chaim, you have to help out. So over here, we're bringing the Raya from the Shita that doesn't appear explicitly in the Mishnah. Meaning, we have in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi clearly says, if the guy overloaded his animal, it's not your problem, he did not write, and there's a pasuk that says there's not. But the Chacham apparently didn't agree with that. Why did the Chacham not agree with that? Because, yeah, the owner may be a terrible person, but the bottom line is the animal's suffering, and if the animal's suffering, your chiyuv is not so much Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, your chiyuv is Tzar Bale Chaim, so you got to help out the animal. So it says, no, Dilma, V'tachas Masa'u Pligi. Maybe they're arguing about how to darshan the words Tachas Masa'u. Rabbi Yossi Savar Darshin and Tachas Masa'u Masa'u Shiach Alamud Bo. Rabban Savar Lo Darshin and Tachas Masa'u. The Rabban just don't think that the phrase Tachas Masa'u means that it has to be a Masa'u that is able to be Omid Bo. They understand the Pasuk that any Masa'u that's on it you have to help out. Meaning it's Tachas Masa'u. Masa'u means whatever it happens to be holding. And therefore the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon hold that you need to help out even if the Bala Chamar puts the Chachamim of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yossi, hold that you have to help out, even if it's not the right burden on the animal. But not because of Tzar Bale Chaim Doraisa, but because of the Pasuk. Teda, and I'll bring a raya, that this is the base of the Machlok. Teda Tzar Bale Chaim Lav Doraisa, that Tzar Bale Chaim must not be Doraisa, the Ketani Reisha, because the Reisha in the Mishnah says, Halach V'yashav Lo, if the Bala Chamor goes and sits and starts sipping his pina colada, V'homer Lo, Hol V'alech Mitzvah Lifrok Prok, you have a mitzvah to love the animal, so you go take care of it. Potter, you do not have to do it. Shenemar imo, because the pasuk says azov tazov imo to help him, but he's got to be helping also. V'isal kadai tzar bel chaim daraisa. But if you hold that it's all about tzar bel chaim daraisa, that there's a din of tzar bel chaim, and you cannot allow the animal to suffer, well then mali you say the maribade mali kilese the maribade. What difference does it make whether the owner of the animal is willing to help? The animal's suffering, so you should have to do something. Says Mar, no, the owner tzar bel chaim daraisa. That's not really a raya. Tzar bel chaim might be daraisa. Misavrit Pater, Pater the Gamri. Do you think when it says Pater in the Mishnah it means that you're totally Pater if the guy is not helping out? V'dilma Pater b'chinam v'chayiv b'sachar. Maybe it just means you don't have to do it for free. You could charge him afterwards. V'achikam rachmanu kiyis l'mar v'adei avad gabei b'chinam. When the owner is helping you out, so then you got to help him for free. V'chiles l'mar v'adei avad gabei b'sachar. But if he's not helping you out, then you could charge him. But yalom tzar b'lechayim d'araisa. But you still do have to make sure that the animal is taken care of because tzar b'lechayim is d'araisa. So now, Simon Behemoth, Behemoth, Oyv Soni Ravtsan. We're going to bring a whole bunch of rayas, whether Tzar Bale Chaim is Doraisa or not, and that's the Simon for the rayas we're about to bring. So, Leim Mesayele, we have a Braisa. That's a raya that Tzar Bale Chaim is Doraisa. Behemoth of Chavim, if a Behemoth of Chavim is breaking down under its burden, mitapalba, you help out to unload it, ki Behemoth Yisrael, just like you would for a Behemoth Yisrael. Well, yeah, B'shom Tzar Bale Chaim Doraisa, Mishmachim mitapalba, ki Behemoth Yisrael. If it's about the animal, then I don't care who the owner of the animal is, Tzar Bale Chaim Doraisa, you gotta help the animal. Eliam, Tzar Bale Chaim love Doraisa, but if Tzar Bale Chaim is not Doraisa, the mitzvah of Prika is about the owner of the animal, Amai mitapalba, ki Behemoth Yisrael, then why would you have such a din? All dinim of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro are only applied to Yisrael. They don't apply to Ovdik Chavim, right? The assumption is that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro works with the concept of reciprocity, that whatever you'd expect they would do for you, you have to do for them. So anything that's just basic to the basic functioning of society and culture, like not allowed to steal and things like that, so that's certainly you're not allowed to do for a Jew or a non-Jew. But things like Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim and things like that, where you would never expect the guy to do for you, so then you don't do for him either. So there's no mitzvah bin al machavero. So it says, no, hasamishum eva. Maybe not mitzvah bin al machavero, but it's the wisest thing to do because it will create a sense of animosity between the Jews and the non-Jews. If the behema of a guy was schlepping yayin nesech, ein zakukla, you don't have to help him be porek that masa. If Tzar Bale Chaim is not daraisa, I get why you don't have to help him. But if you got to take care of the
animal, then why don't you have to help? Sahachikamar ulatina yain asr ein zakukla, to upload the burden on the animal, that you don't have to help, because by ti'ino there's no tsar balichayim. But if the behemoth of the guy was no feltachas masa'a, then you need to help the animal out, because it's tsar balichayim. So Tashma says, Gemara will bring another raya. Behemoth of Chavim masu Yisrael. If it's a behemoth of Novi Chavim, but the burden that it's carrying belongs to Yisrael, so the pasuk says, v'chadalta. So if the behemoth belongs to a guy, that's what it says, v'chadalta, that you don't have to help it. Yam tsar balichayim doraisa, amai v'chadalta azov tazomi bayalei. Why do we say you don't have to help him? We should darshan azov tazov, that you have to help out the guy because of the tsar of the behemoth. And if you don't help him out, it's going to, so it must be that a tsar belechayim is not daraisa, because otherwise it's a violation of tsar belechayim. So it says more, liolam tsar belechayim daraisa. And hasam b'ti'ina, really tsar belechayim is daraisa. Over there, the help that the guy is looking for is not to unload the animal, it's to load the animal. So you're not helping in the tsar belechayim. Ihachi, if that's the case, that we're talking about ti'ina, where there is no tsar belechayim, ema seifa, then the seifa of the Brisa says, behemas yisrael masayov l'chavim, that if it was the reverse, if the behemah belonged to a Jew and the masay belonged to an Ovid Chavim, azov tazov, meaning you should help. But if we're talking about ti'ina, amay azov tazov, why should you help? There's no tsar belechayim. So it says, Mishum tsar di Yisrael, it's because of the tsar of the Yisrael, who's the owner of the behemah, that he's going to have to wait with his behemah so long as this mas is not on the behemah. So then even in the case of the Resha, where the behemoth belongs to a guy and the Malasa belongs to Yisrael, you should be chayiv to help because of the Tsar of the Yisrael, who's being delayed and going on with his day. So it says, Resha b'chamar ovid chavim, that the guy who's hired to lead the donkey is an ovid chavim, and the balamas is Yisrael, but he's not there. So it's not delaying his day at all. Seifa b'chamar Yisrael. And the Seifa is talking about where the guy leading the donkey is Yisrael. Well, my pasakta, how do you know that? Some of the milts, inish basar chavim, the derech klal, person goes with his chamar. So the ratio was talking about a behem of a guy. So minastam, it's the guy that's leading the animal. The sefer was talking about the behem of Yisrael. So minastam, it's Yisrael that's leading the animal. Okay, but we'll continue in that conversation tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.